Unit 3. Applying for a job.
直来直往。
Lesson 1. Hunting for a job.
寻寻觅觅。
2. Reading. Big job sites cater to keyword-focused applicants. Read the passage and do the exercises.
Only 3-5% of job seekers find employment through online job sites.In order to be one of this small percentage, you need to tailor your resume to keyword searches. Sending a resume to a big company's website is like sending your resume into a black hole, says John Sullivan, human resources consultant and professor of management at San Francisco State University. In a big company, your resume is sorted by an applicant tracking system.These companies receive thousands of resumes a month, and the tracking system sorts them by skill. Sullivan tells of a study where researchers took a job opening and wrote 100 perfect resumes for that opening. Then the researchers added 10% more information to the resumes. Of those resumes, only 12% were picked up by the tracking system as qualified. This means that even if you are the perfect candidate,If you submit your resume blindly to a large company, there's almost a 90% chance that no one will ever see your resume. But you can increase your chances by knowing how to use keywords in your resume. Recruiters locate individuals based on a certain skill set of the job they are looking to fill, says recruiting advisor Matt Milenchik.So try to imagine how someone else would use a search box to find you, and be very specific about your skills. These rules remain true if you post your resume to an online database also. The mass of resumes on job sites is so unruly that human resource staffs are paying people in India $20 an hour to sort through resumes to find the good ones.According to David Hanley, owner of Recruitin.com. So, even in this case, keywords are your best friend.
3. Listening. LinkedIn.
Listen to the passage about LinkedIn, then fill in the blanks.
LinkedIn is a social network with over 116 million users that enables you to network professionally,Post and find jobs, answer questions, and build thought leadership, while at the same time helping the people you trust. A user can easily discover the people employed by a certain business or the various businesses a certain person has worked for. But what makes LinkedIn truly different from other social media sites? As you most likely already know,Every social media tool has its own personality. Facebook is a lot like the local pub. A pub is a place where you can go in, chat with friends, tell a few jokes, and relax a bit. LinkedIn is more like a trade show, a place where you'd keep things pretty buttoned up and formal. No need to mention your vacation to Las Vegas on LinkedIn. But that white paper you wrote? Perfect for LinkedIn.For these reasons, LinkedIn should be a part of your social media marketing. It's time to get started. 4. Listening. Looking for a job. Listen to the conversation. Choose the best answer to each question.
Christina is asking Jack about the job she found in a newspaper ad.
Hello, this is Jack Winston.
Hello, I'm calling about your ad in today's newspaper for the job in your shop.
Do you have any assistant experience?
I've got 2 years' experience as an assistant in a department store.
Which one, please?
Number 6 department store in the city.
Fine. Can I have your name? I'll make an appointment for an interview with you.
Yes, my name is Christina.
Could you please spell it?
C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A.
Thank you. Can you come tomorrow afternoon?
I'm afraid not, but could we make it Friday morning?
That's fine. When you come, ask for Jack Winston, okay?
Yes, Mr. Winston. See you then.
Lesson 2. Preparing for a job.
准备上岗。
2. Reading. Secrets of Internship. Read the passage and do the exercises.
You'll get as much out of this experience as you put into it. So don't hesitate to take on as many different projects as you can, said internship coordinator Brian Pearson, adding that if any of the 5 unpaid interns even found themselves without enough to do, they could always come to him for additional assignments intended for paid employees with at least 2 years of professional experience. This is a great opportunity, so just try to take advantage of your time with us and learn as much as you can. Having the right attitude goes a long way around here. Pearson stressed that the interns who receive no compensation whatsoever for what is officially scheduled as a 3 days, 30-hour-per-week internship should always aim to go above and beyond by accepting a wide array of jobs designed for multiple full-time staff members. We really want you to get a good sense of all the different areas of our business, said Pearson. So now that you've been here for a few weeks and have gotten the hang of the basics, feel free to branch out a little more. For example, if you want to challenge yourself and assemble the purchase specs for the Freeman Baines buy, just go ahead. We love to see things like that. And if you have time, you could also compile the accounts, CRM data, outline the 6-month revenue targets, and email it to the vice president, Pearson continued. And if you could get it done by 3 or 4 at the latest, it would be very helpful. On top of making coffee, photocopying documents, answering phone calls, and sorting mail, the additional responsibilities Pearson has encouraged the interns to not be shy about undertaking include coordinating meeting schedules, processing expense reports, analyzing sales data, writing website copy, arranging travel itineraries, scheduling employee training, and filing payroll forms. Pearson added that if an intern ever has any suggestions for expanding the program to include additional duties ordinarily performed by much older and properly qualified employees with families, his door is always open.
4. Listening. Working interviews.
Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks.
According to a recent study by the Graduate Management Admission Council, choosing the right internship can make all the difference to your future career. It looks as if sacrificing the beach for the workplace over the summer is a useful investment for any ambitious student. While the lessons learned on an internship are often invaluable in themselves, it's more important to remain focused on the real point of a summer project, the offer of a real job. A lot of organizations use internships as what we term working interviews, says Mike Holmes. No standard interview can match up to the opportunity to see how a candidate performs in the front line for 2 or 3 months. According to Mike Holmes, the most important factors are application, commitment, and enthusiasm. The interns that turn their projects into their jobs tend to be those who have already done their homework about the industry, the company, and the type of work on offer. The fewer surprises you're faced with, the more likely you'll be able to perform at full capacity and make a real impression on the people around you.